Wisdom has called us to partake of the banquet, to sit at her table, to eat and drink and listen to those who are wise, so that we leave our foolishness behind. Everyone is invited to hear the word of God, to gain as much insight and wisdom as they can. The Holy Spirit uses the word of God, the wisdom of God, to call us to faith, to enlighten us with his gifts of understanding and trust, and to keep us in a firm relationship with the triune God. Not all who sit at wisdom's table will benefit. Many hear the truth of God's word and reject it because they believe they are wiser than the Almighty. Thus wisdom says, "Whoever corrects a scoffer gets himself abuse, and he who reproves a wicked man incurs injury. Do not reprove a scoffer, or he will hate you. Reprove a wise man, and he will love you. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be still wiser. Teach a righteous man, and he will increase in learning." The fool argues belligerently for his errors of judgment. He seeks to justify himself, rejecting all correction, demanding that the world conform to his sense of right and wrong. The fool is never in error and will defend his ways by getting louder and violent. Not so the wise man. He will consider that which is said and will learn from the instruction. The wise man recognizes and knows that there is much in this world of which he is ignorant, so he seeks and appreciates all opportunities to learn and hear informed opinions. The way of the foolish leads to dissension and fighting. The way of wisdom leads to understanding and cooperation. May our Lord make us wise through his word, that we live at peace with one another, seeking the good of our neighbor with thanksgiving. Amen.